Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the week of April 14th through the 21st. We have quite a bit going on, guys, as usual, right? So let's get into it. For the general overview, Venus is going to be active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday in this week ahead. So she is testing us in square to Saturn on Friday. And so when it comes to where we are with love or what's going on with personal income or what's happening with beauty or pleasure in our life, we are hearing about it or thinking about it or having serious talks about it and possibly, you know, really kind of trying to hone in on Saturn themes, commitments, responsibilities, limits, authority figures, goals, status, and what's happening in Pisces, you know, behind the scenes. With secrets or addictions, institutions, research, or anything in that artistic, romantic, or spiritual realm. So this is definitely pushing us. We could be feeling it now on Thursday in the buildup and definitely on Friday the 14th. Then between Saturday and Sunday the 15th, 16th, the moon in Pisces will square Venus and conjunct Saturn. So reactivating those points once again from an emotional level. So we're really trying to do the work. That's definitely through Sunday. We need to get serious about something in that situation, whether it's the love interest or about your love life or it's about making money or where you are with personal income, or you're getting serious about something beautiful or pleasurable. Hopefully that's all it is. You know, it is asking us for real-time energy in this story sometime between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then it asks you to get on Tuesday, but now the door's open. Now things soften. Now we find opportunities with Venus. And this it should be more of a personal connection to where we're going. So it looks like those 3 days of dealing with whatever the obstacle or the test or the timing or the, you know, the work and effort and limits and all of that responsibilities of Saturn, that it paid off, because by Tuesday we see things opening up with Venus. Now, overall, through all of that, you know, Venus is in Gemini. So we might be trying to kind of weigh out two sides of a story. Do we do this? Do we do that? You know, or maybe you're dealing with two different situations or two different people, you know. It also could be that it just really involves communication, sales, writing, short trips, local activities. Or for some of you guys, it might be playing out, you know, over transportation or siblings or moves or neighbors or electronics and situations playing out around those themes that are testing you with the Venus topics. So either way, you know, we move through this knowing this information. We try to either avoid some of the pitfalls of that or use it, harness it, if we're trying to crunch something in something, you know, move past it in some way. And then by Tuesday, we move into that lighthearted side of what's going on. So that's one thing that's going on in this week ahead. Definitely more powerful is that we are moving into a new moon solar eclipse at the 29th degree of April. So this is to early Thursday morning between the 19th and 20th, depending on your time zone. It would be at 9:13 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday evening. It would be 12:13 a.m. on Thursday morning, you know, right after midnight for the East Coast. So you can kind of figure out. Either way, you guys, we wake up on Thursday regardless of where we are, and we are now moving forward with this powerful new moon solar eclipse. So a solar eclipse is meant to be 3 times more powerful than a typical new moon. When we have it on a critical degree, which it is, this is the very last degree of Aries, it has more power as well. So I would definitely suggest that everyone is ready to launch We're ready to launch, guys. You know, we've been kind of feeling it, moving with it, and right on the edge of that precipice. And now, if you have not already launched, it is time, okay? And this is Aries, so it's about us fully and our desires. It's about what we're doing physically and getting involved with. It's about what's happening with our body or image or brand or name or title or identity. And it's about showing up and having the courage, the passion, the fighting spirit, the motivation to start to do something over these next 2 weeks to initiate this launch, either into something brand new or taking something you've been inching up on and working with and really launching into it towards that next chapter, new direction, whatever it might be. So, you know, everyone is going to be raring to go on Thursday the 20th. Now, Thursday the 20th also does something else. The sun will be leaving Aries and moving into Taurus at 4:14 a.m. Eastern, okay, so 1:14 a.m. Pacific. And so when you wake up on Thursday morning, we now have the sun have already jumped into Taurus and is now going to spend 30 days there. So you have this big personal, physical, you know, impactful new moon momentum with the solar eclipse. Louis. Thank you. I hear myself talking louder and louder over the pop. Sorry about that. Okay, but now the sun has moved into Taurus saying, okay, so we've got this new moon momentum. Now I'm going to start showing up about it through Taurus energy for the next 30 days, meaning I'm going to be in there making money or pursuing income, or I'm going to be in there doing something with or about my possessions or my products, or I'm going to show up or get more personally involved, put my name to it when it comes to some kind of purchase or a lot of purchases, right? So this is Taurian energy, and we are diving into that head first for 30 days also as we get up on Thursday morning. Now, on Thursday the 20th, this solar energy will square Pluto. So there is a hurdle right off the bat, but that's good news. We're going to get up and over it and past it right away and then move into better alignments through the next 30 days. So we're going to meet up with whatever is going on with loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, alimony, child support, a partner's money, our mortgage, our inheritance, our bankruptcy, whatever the outside financial resources. Or it's Pluto, so that it also could be sexual, reproductive, about births or deaths or divorce, and have that personal side to it. And it's in Aquarius, so it's like circling our aspirations. We've got this big dream hinging on this, you know. We've got something maybe involving friends or groups or gatherings or the internet also playing a part in this. And so really powerful stuff. So, you know, just plan. I mean, Thursday, man, plan on getting up and being like, woo, whoosh, 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 which way am I going? But that is what's happening with that. Now, that is pretty much it, except talk about this in depth in next week's show, but I'm going to touch on it now. And that is that then on Friday the 21st, at the end of this week ahead, Mercury is going to retrograde in Taurus, the same place the sun has just kicked in on Thursday, the same place the sun is squaring Pluto from on Thursday. And so it is emphasizing, you know, this real need to reassess something involving our income, our purchases, our products or possessions, or the things we truly value. You're going to go back and rethink something. Do I really value that enough to do this, this, and this about it? You know, or am I being valued or not being valued? And what the heck am I going to do about it? You know, so starting on Monday of this week ahead, on the 17th, Mercury will hit the 15th degree and station. What does that mean? It's now on the degree it's going to retrograde on Friday. So it's not moving any further than that degree. So from Monday, the 17th, through Friday, the 21st, it's super emphasizing, I need to make a decision about something with this. I need to talk to somebody about it. I need to, meet with somebody or focus on the writing and the agreements and the negotiations or the sales or the offers or decisions about income, purchases, products, possessions. So we're going to head into the do-over with the retrograde on Friday the 21st. Again, I'm going to go through that way more detail in next week's show. But we'll spend about 3 weeks until May 14th, or I'm sorry, a little over 3 weeks until May 14th, either, taking a break from some of this, letting go of some of this, letting somebody else exit from some of this or a situation exit from this, or going back to a past scenario and figuring out what the heck we want to do about it. Do we want to rekindle it, release it, rework it? Or third, we're going to focus on where we're at right now in the current scenario and what we want to rework or release in that story so that we get something right. So we'll be in this do-over, like I said, about 3.5 weeks up until May 14th. And so that's our reassessment period. At the same time, the sun is pouring this spotlight on it, and you still have solar eclipse energy in Aries right behind it, pushing us all forward to do something. So it's going to be a really interesting time. And I feel like a lot of us know that we are kind of at a crossroads. Like, if you've been doing your energy and working with the energy correctly, you should feel as though, wow, okay, we're ready now to either take this next step or let go of that particular, dream about it or commitment to it or whatever, however you want to look at it, And so this story that's going to get underway midweek onward is definitely going to be allowing us to figure that out. So that is our week. And also, guys, I should say, once Mercury stations on Monday through Friday, it may feel like things are a little bit slower, and it also may feel as though things are a little bit more glitchy. So you might get some of those Mercury retrograde hits, It might be something going on with your electronics or your mechanicals, and you're having to deal with that, or there might be some mix-ups or miscommunications, and you have to deal with that. So, ride that wave. Always those things are there to slow you down enough so that you don't miss something. So as frustrating as it is in the moment, it's helping you get your stuff together, and so definitely the station can start to bring some of that to the forefront. So just double check things. If you're communicating, make sure they got your message or heard you in the correct way. And you know the drill. Just Mercury retrograde stuff might start to pop its little head up this week. So, and definitely on Friday forward. All right. So let's take a look at the signs. So for Aries, you're dealing with Venus in a serious way Friday through Sunday. So you might have some kind of, situation around hearing from someone or you trying to reach them or something going on with what's written or agreed upon or the sales in a situation. It could be about brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, or short trips and local community activities, for Aries. And so in that, you're dealing with Venus, so it's either about the lover or the income or the beauty or pleasure topic you're involved in. And then what's being withheld or withdrawn or hidden or secretive or, possibly karmic, Aries, it's playing out in your 12th house. So there's something here that is, it's a roadblock, okay, for these few days. By Tuesday the 18th, you move into it all opening up for you, So if you approach it with grace and a positive mindset and work through whatever the limitations or tests are Friday through Sunday, then by Tuesday you see things open up and you've got your flow again, okay? Now, the new moon solar eclipse is in your sign, Aries. Again, very powerful for you guys. You had the one last time, which was at zero of Aries, the new moon. Now you have 29 degrees. So we have two critical degree, the beginning degree and the ending degree of your sign. Very powerful for launching you forward into something new or next chapter. So focus on your needs and desires. Focus on your courage and your activities, your vitality, what it is you're doing with your body, image, brand, name, title, identity, and what you're physically showing up and getting involved in over these next 2 weeks, because you have powerful energy behind it, okay, to launch you forward. Now, the sun moves into Taurus. When you're getting up on Thursday, the sun is in Taurus. And so for the next 30 days, really urging you to get more involved with income, purchases, products, or possessions, or what you're going to be doing over these 30 days to show value to yourself or align values with others. And you will be tested with this in some way on Thursday the 20th when it comes to an aspiration that is financial or sexual or third party or involves mortality or births or divorce. This may then play out through your own aspirations in the story or what's going on online or with friends or groups or gatherings. So, you know, you're up and over the hurdle with this right from the get-go, and then moving forward through the Taurian energy over the next 30 days really helps you shine, Aries, in these realms, really helps you stand out. Make it about you. Promote yourself if you're trying to make money or you know, maybe it's about you and the purchases you're making, you know, that kind of thing. Now, you will be feeling Monday through Friday of this week ahead the station of Mercury around those topics. So when it comes to making money, purchases, products, possessions, things may feel at a standstill. They may feel like you're about ready to dive in, but you're not quite ready until Friday, right? You're rethinking something, you're reassessing something, you're going to head into a do-over with those topics when Mercury retrogrades on Friday the 21st, and we're going to talk more deeply about that in next week's show. But if you're feeling that, any kind of antsiness or any kind of mix-ups or glitchy things around those topics, this is why. Just work with it. You're ready to go back and figure something out in the do-over, and then again, that will start on Friday. All right, so for Taurus. Taurus, Venus is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday in a testing way, and then Tuesday everything opens up and starts to flower for you. So, you know, Taurus, as with everyone, Venus is love or money or beauty or pleasure. So Friday through Sunday, there's some test here, and you're doing this through your income abilities or dealing with possessions or products or purses, you know, and figuring out where you are. And the challenge here involves a friend or a group or something online or your freedoms or your aspirations and what you're trying to make happen. Deal with this. You got to put in the work, the time, or look at the restrictions, limits, or endings or commitments and figure out where you are in this over those 3 days. But then by Tuesday, you see the door opening, and all of a sudden, there's opportunities here that tie in with this love or income or purchase or product or possession or beauty or pleasure stream for you personally. And, you know, really kind of activating artistic, romantic, spiritual realms for you or helping you through research or with institutions or what you're developing behind the scenes. So definitely is worth the effort Friday through Sunday to get to this place on Tuesday. Now, the new moon solar eclipse is a very powerful eclipse, and it's launching you forward into something new or helping you take current situations forward. It is out with music. So it could involve concerts or theaters or anything like that, right? Or where you're going romantically in your life, or what's going on spiritually with you, or what's happening with institutions and your body or physical presence there, or what's happening with research and development, or where you are deceptively, secretively, or with addictions or bad habits. So this launch forward is allowing you to start something new there. If you're trying to tackle something or enter into something, or to take what you're already doing and move it forward in some way, that again, with 2 weeks of very powerful momentum here. Now, also, as you wake on Thursday the 20th, so we've got the new moon solar eclipse having kicked in, so you get up with that and all that momentum for the next 2 weeks. You also now have the sun moving into your sign at 4:14 a.m. Eastern, early in the morning on the 20th. So this is going to give you 30 days of spotlight on you, Taurus. This definitely helps you guys stand out. You can get more recognition, more attention. You can pursue your interests, promote yourself, your name, your brand, your image. You can get more involved with your body and what you're doing for that, you know, or just show up and pursue the things that matter to you. Out of those 30 days, this first day on the 20th is going to test you because the sun will almost immediately, by the early afternoon, come into square with Pluto from your sign, a higher up individual or with a personal goal or your career or status that you've got to work through when it comes to shared financial resources or anything going on sexually or intimately or with divorce or deaths or births or third party involvement. And so you're really kind of coming face to face with that right away, working through that so that you can continue on in a more unimpeded way. Now, having said that, Mercury is at its station Monday the 17th through Friday the 21st. And when you wake on Friday the 21st, Mercury will then have started its retrograde in your sign, Taurus. So there is this really big need for you to get back to yourself, okay, and reevaluate who you are and what you want. It's really important, Taurus. You guys need to reconnect with yourself in some way that only you can define, but you will be probably running into past people, past situations. You might be exiting a certain place or situation. You might be reworking your current situation in some new way and how you're going to be involved. You might be readdressing things about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. And so through the week at the station, you might be feeling like you're just, you know, held in place and ready to shift this thing and start to figure something out. And that would be normal, so don't get frustrated about it. Take a deep breath, take your time, and start to ask these questions to yourself. Are going to go into this do-over. It is going to allow you to kind of release some things, to rekindle some things, to rework some things that are very personal or involve you physically in the mix. And so that is going to be felt throughout the week as well. All right, for Gemini. Gemini, Venus, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday, highly active. Friday through Sunday, she's testing you. So Gemini, she's in your side, you know, so you may be feeling tested when it comes to love or income or beauty or pleasure. Maybe you're feeling frumpy. I'll say that as a Gemini rising, you know, I'm working so hard. It's like, oh, dear God, you know, don't look this way. I don't even know if I matched my shoes or yeah, who knows what's going on. Probably the hair standing up. Who knows? But anyways, Gemini, you know, through this weekend, it also can be like you're showing up and physically, personally being in the story about what you need financially or what you need with beauty or pleasure or love in your life. And it's meeting with a test through an authority figure or through a personal goal or through your career agendas, you know. And so you're having to meet that and deal with time or limits or, you know, rules and regulations or ambitions there, okay? So whatever it is, take it in stride. Just know that you're in it Friday through Sunday. Then whatever you do to deal with that, by Tuesday the 18th, Venus starts to open up for you. Oh, I feel the sun bursting through the clouds. And all of a sudden, you know, Gemini, you're in that front and center with Venus. It's in your sign. It's favoring you with love or beauty or pleasure or income. And there's some kind of opportunity online or through friends or groups or associates or gatherings or aspirations or astrology or charities, whatever it might be. But it definitely is going to start to flow for you, so definitely worth it. Now, the new moon solar eclipse late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning means you wake Thursday morning. This is a very powerful eclipse, boosting you forward in some way with your aspirations. You've got 2 weeks that are more powerful than you've had in quite some time. So if there's something you want to start that's new or something that you're already involved in that you'd like to take in some new direction or next chapter, that has to do with your dreams and aspirations, this is it. This is calling you in to get in there and do something about it. It can also be about things you're doing online with astrology, with charities, with friends, associates, clubs, organizations, groups, gatherings, parties, events, okay? Original projects, you know, whatever you've got going there, this is going to help boost you forward in an incredibly powerful way. Also, when you wake on Thursday, we have the sun now have moved into Taurus, where it will be for 30 days, putting a spotlight on what you're doing behind the scenes, Gemini. You know, for 30 days, you're going to shine when it comes to development of projects behind closed doors or romantic trysts and getaways or spiritual practices or artistic pursuits that you're, you know, developing along that corridor, or what you're doing with institutions or research and development, or what you're doing to tackle addictions or secrets or bad habits. So definitely step into that as you're moving those aspirations forward with your eclipse energy. Now, out of those 30 days, you are going to have this Pluto, and it happens on day one, on Thursday. And so it's going to show you right off the bat, hey, there's something here that's going to test you financially, sexually, with third parties, mortality, births, divorce, one of those themes, through a legal situation, you know, you're trying to sign documents or something, or through travel or distance situations, or through educational pursuits, or through media or marketing interests that you're involved in, or what's going on with ceremonies, or your beliefs, religious, philosophical, political. Okay, so as this pops up, and it's going to feel intense, okay, it is an obstacle, and you're going to meet it, and you're going to work through it, and then you're going to continue to shine, as I said, okay? Also, between Monday, the 17th, and Friday, the 21st, in this week ahead, Mercury will be at its station on that 15 degrees in that territory. And so, you know, when it comes to artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, research, addictive, bad habits, secretive, deceptive, behind-the-scenes efforts, Mercury has stopped and is asking you, hey, you know, okay, you're not quite ready, not quite ready, not quite ready. And then Friday, boom, it's ready to go back and reassess something and let something go, or go back to the past and rework that, or rework the current situation. Whatever you got to do, you're going to figure it out over the next 3.5 weeks. We're going to talk more deeply about that in next week's show, because it technically will be starting in next week's show parameters. So, but if you're feeling any frustration or holding pattern during this station, that's why. It all will start to break loose on Friday the 21st and onward. All right, so for Cancer, Cancer Venus is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday. Friday through Sunday, it's testing you. So Cancer, you know, this is love or income, beauty or pleasure, and something going on behind the scenes. Could be karmic. It could involve institutions. It could be about research and development. It could involve artistic, romantic, or spiritual topics, okay? And the challenge here over those 3 days has to do with legal agreements, travel plans, distance situations, educational pursuits, media interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So, you know, Saturn's saying, hey, you know, are you willing to do the extra work? Do you want to make this commitment? Do you want to end something? What's going on with responsibilities here? Time, effort, limits, rules, regulations, you know, authority figures in the mix. And so you're going to have to work through that over those 3 days. Then by Tuesday, you break free from that with Venus. And now the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure is opening up in some kind of opportunity connected to an authority figure or your goals that are of personal nature or a professional nature on the career front. So you see opportunities start coming in by Tuesday. All right, so that new moon solar eclipse, incredibly powerful, is going to start launching you forward into something new or next chapter sometime, you know, starts late Wednesday evening, early Thursday morning, definitely when you wake on Thursday, it's in play. And so Cancer, this is about what you can start that's new or what you're taking into the new chapter in a current situation with your career, with your personal life goals, with your status, your fame, or with authority figures like a boss, producer, someone like that. So again, Cancer, you can always get powerful boosts like this. This is incredibly powerful. If something is eclipsed out as part of the new potential, then that's part of that. An eclipse can do that for everybody. But this is about brand new things or next chapter things kicking in if you work with it over these 2 weeks. Also, on Thursday the 20th, when you wake, the sun will have then moved into Taurus. So for the next 30 days, it puts a spotlight on you, Cancer, with friends, with associates, online, with groups, with gatherings, with astrology or charities, with aspirations and original projects. You're on fire here. You're standing out. You're garnering attention. You're pursuing your interests. You're promoting yourself through those channels, and you're getting busy physically there, okay? So focus on your needs, your wants in those realms, and then go for it, right? Now, out of those 30 days, it will come into this square with Pluto on day one, on Thursday the 20th. So there is something here that you're trying to work through that's financial or sexual or third party or involves a birth, a death, a divorce, something powerful, transformational in this story. And so you're going to have to deal with that as you go through this. But then, yay, it's behind you, right? And then you're moving into better alignments up ahead. Finally, Cancer, Mercury will be stationed from Monday the 17th through Friday the 21st in this week ahead. And then we'll be retrograding on Friday the 21st, which we will talk about more in next week's show. And it is doing it in this same realm. So throughout the week, Monday through Friday, you may feel like there is somewhat of a holding pattern. You're anticipating this shift. You're anticipating the do-over. You know, you're double-checking your facts and figures and communications and mechanical and electronic things as it pertains to these aspirations or original projects, or as it pertains to the friends, the groups, the online, or the astrology, the charities, the online interests. So, yeah, there's some to that of holding you in place so that you start into this do-over of rethinking and reworking and releasing things in the 3.5 weeks that will come with the retrograde. And, again, we'll talk more about that next week. Okay, for Leo, man, I feel like I'm talking a lot on this show. This is a big week, isn't it? What the heck? How are we doing on time? Are we doing okay? I can't even see. Yeah, we're doing okay. We're gonna do this. Barely, but we're going to do it. All right, so Leo, Venus is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday in this week ahead. Now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, she is testing you with Saturn. And then Tuesday, she's opening up an opportunity. So there's some work to do. There's maybe some challenge or frustration, you know, that's coming up to be dealt with so that you get to the good stuff by Tuesday. So Venus, you're either focusing this on love or income, beauty or pleasure over these days. And for Leo, this is playing out around some aspiration of yours or original project or with friends or groups or associates or online or through astrology or charities or gatherings or parties or events, right? So, you know, Saturn is saying we got to get serious about the financials going on here, or something sexual or intimate or reproductive or through divorce or death or birth or transformational energy that you need to make changes in this story. And so, you know, Saturn is throwing up all the, like, hey, the time, the effort, the responsibilities, the commitments, the ambitions, the authorities in the mix and saying, what are you going to do about it over the weekend? And then by Tuesday, you move into Venus opening up, and now there's opportunity here with love or money or beauty or pleasure through these social realms or online or original realms. And this should link into something legal or travel or distant or educational or media, marketing, publishing, ceremonial, religious or political for you, Leo. So keep at it. Now, the new moon solar eclipse late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning means you're going to wake on Thursday morning with it in play, now in play for 2 solid weeks. Incredibly powerful for launching you into something new or helping you take your current situation and move it forward in some new direction or new chapter. So, Leo, it's about what you're going to get involved with legal matters, travel plans, distant situations, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So put yourself front and center, decide where you want to go with it, and be proactive about it. Now, also, when you wake on Thursday the 20th, the sun will have then moved into Taurus, where it's going to be for 30 days, putting an immense spotlight on our Leos. It's at the top of their chart, going to help you guys stand out on the career front in the leadership role. It's going to help you stand out with your personal goals. It's going to make you front and center. Your name's going to be on everybody's lips, right? It's going to help you with fame or status or notoriety. It's going to involve maybe putting you in connection with higher up individuals, authority figures. And so over those 30 days, you're pursuing your interests, you're promoting yourself, you're going after what you want personally or physically there, and it's helping you definitely get a lot of attention in those realms. Out of those 30 days, you're going to have this square to Pluto on day one, on Thursday the 20th. So there's a challenge, and this might involve, you know, powerful scenarios, financial matters, sex, reproduction, birth, death, divorce, control, and what's going on with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an opponent, a competitor, an open enemy, an advocate, or some other serious relationship like that. So you're going to have to wrangle yourself through that, whatever it is, on Thursday, and then move into easier alignments from that. And then finally, we have Mercury at its station Monday through Friday, the 17th through the 21st, in that same territory, career, personal goals, status, fame, notoriety, authority figures. And so you're going to feel like the information, the news, the talks, the meetings, the writing, the agreements, the offers, the decisions, they're kind of held and focused very strongly on this throughout the week and getting ready to shift and snap back into what you're going to go back over in your do-over to either rekindle, release, rework somehow in the 3.5 weeks starting on Friday. So don't let it frustrate you. Realize everything is about to shift starting Friday, and then you'll be going back over those things then. All right. So for Virgo, Venus is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday in this week ahead. So that's a lot of focus on love or income, beauty or pleasure. Pick your advice there. But Virgo, you know, it's playing out around a big goal of yours or playing out on the career front or with an authority figure, a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, somebody like that. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's testing you with Saturn saying, you got to get serious about what's going on with clients, with partners, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, whoever these key individuals are. You know, do you need to end something? Do you need to commit to something? Do you need to get more responsible or more responsibility from them? Do you need to put in the time, the effort? Do you need to look long-term at where you are? Is there some, you know, some like limit or rule or regulation or ending there that, you know, you got to work through, right? So then by Tuesday the 18th, now all of a sudden you've got Venus moving into this opportunity alignment. So now when it comes to your love or money or beauty or pleasure goals or career status or authority figures in that story, the doors are opening up, and these doors lead to financial interests or sexual intimacy or something flowering in that third party scenario for you. Day night or Thursday morning, depending on where you are time-wise, this new moon solar eclipse kicks in incredibly powerful. And so for everybody, when you're getting up on Thursday, it's in play. It's going to be in play for 2 weeks. It's about launching you forward. So Virgo, it is about where you want to go in something new or taking the current situation and moving it forward in some way. When it comes to loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, commissions, your partner's money, whatever financial resource, you know, really getting in there and figuring out what you want to do. This can also be about your sex life. Maybe you're going to meet somebody new that sparks your interest, or maybe you're involved with somebody now and you're going to kick it up a notch. This can be about reproductive needs, babies on the way, or hormonal situations going on with you and what you want to do about it. This can be about a divorce if you're at that state in a relationship and really starting to move that forward in whatever direction you're going to go. If you're dealing with a birth or a death, this can give you that new momentum to deal with that. It also can be about those third-party situations and launching forward in that story in some way. So it involves you personally or physically, and it is time now, and you're going to start to see that ball moving. Also, when you wake on Thursday, the sun will then almost immediately move into Taurus. So by the time you wake on Thursday, it's in Taurus. And for 30 days, putting a spotlight for Virgo on media ventures, marketing campaigns, educational pursuits, legal contracts or issues, travel plans, foreign interests, distant situations, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you're showing up. This is getting you in there physically, or you're tying in your name or brand or image or identity or interest in this, and you're promoting yourself and you're pursuing yourself, what you want, right? And it's helping you stand out. And so it's definitely a time to go for those things. And over those 30 days, there's this square to Pluto that's going to show up, and it's showing up on day one, on Thursday the 20th. So there is something in there that you're going to have to deal with financially, sexually, intimately, with birth, divorce, or third parties through paperwork or coworkers or hired help or involving your job or health or animals. And so whatever that is, I'm sure you'll understand it and deal with that on Thursday and then step into your place in that story throughout the rest of the 30 days. Finally, we have Mercury stationing this week from Monday the 14th, or Monday the 17th through Friday the 21st. And so also in that same territory, Virgo. So travel, foreign, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, ceremonial, religious, political topics. So Mercury means that you might be feeling like the ideas, the news, the talks, the meetings, the sales, the offers, the decisions about it are kind of in this holding pattern throughout the week as you're getting ready to shift gears on Friday when it goes into the retrograde and start to go back over all this stuff. And so, you know, take your time, work through that, because you are going to go into this do-over starting on Friday the 21st for 3.5 weeks, and you're going to have plenty of time to reassess, release, rekindle, rework any past or ongoing situations there. And you'll get into those talks and offers and decisions throughout that period. So there you have it. All right, for Libra, Libra Venus is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this is about love, money, beauty, or pleasure, and it's tied for Libra to travel plans or distant situations, legal agreements, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's being tested by Saturn. There's something, there's a rule, the regulations, the time, the effort, the responsibilities, the endings, the commitments, the ambitions, you know, that are getting you to focus on the work or the health in that story or the animals and what's going on with them in this story or any paperwork or coworkers or hired help in this story. So you have to work through that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then by Tuesday, the door opens up. Things are now in flow for you with Venus, the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure, and all those themes I just gave you, travel, distant, foreign, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political themes, as it now connects you to partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or advocates or some of them that opens this up for you. Now, speaking of those key people, the new moon solar eclipse late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning means you wake on Thursday with the eclipse in play, and you now have 2 weeks of powerful boost forward, helping you start something new or take your current scenario forward in some new direction or next chapter with relationships, Libra. And so this means with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or anyone like that, long-term situation. And so getting in there, pursuing your interests, getting in there physically with them, focusing on your needs in the story, and seeing what you can to move that ball forward. Now also, when you wake on Thursday the 20th, the sun, after being part of that new moon solar eclipse, will almost immediately move into Taurus. And so you wake on Thursday the 20th with the sun in your eighth house for the next 30 days. This puts a big spotlight on you and helps you stand out sexually, intimately, financially. If you're dealing with your own interests with a divorce or a birth or a death or a third party, it can help you shine there as well. So you're going to want to pursue your interests there. You're going to want to get more personally or physically involved there. It is going to square Pluto on day one out of those 30 days. So on Thursday the 20th, there is something to work through or overcome or get around in lover, kids, a creative project, financial, sexual, intimate, reproductive, divorce, third-party scenario, right? So you do have to hit that hard right off the bat, but then you'll be moving into much better alignment. And finally, from Monday, Friday of this week, Mercury will be stationed sitting down on the degree it's going to retrograde on Friday. And so, Libra, this might mean when it comes to the talks, the ideas, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the agreements, the decisions, about those financial topics or your sex life or reproductive life or the divorce or the birth or death or third party story, that you're kind of like, you know, in this holding pattern and anticipating it's going to come on Friday, that will then take you back over the past or the current situation and allow you to reassess, rework, rekindle, release, but not quite yet. And so, you know, you're going to be sitting with it throughout the week, waiting for that shift to occur. All right, for Scorpio, Venus is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday in the weekend. So she's being tested by Saturn Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then moving into a nice opportunity alignment, which will free us from that and move us into more ease and good stuff by Tuesday. So, Scorpio, Venus is about love or income, beauty or pleasure. So you're focused on one of those things. And you're focusing on it through the eighth house. So it's about sex and intimacy, or it's about jealousy and obsessions, or it's about the bigger financial, you know, story that's playing out, or a divorce, or a birth, or a death, or a third-party story. That's where the focus is. And Saturn is testing you through the lover themselves, or your love life and where you are with that, or what's going on with the kids, or what's going on with a creative endeavor or recreational pursuit. So you're looking at time, limits, rules, regulations, responsibilities, ambitions, commitments, endings, authority types, you know. So maybe you're just pushing yourself harder and getting a lot more done by putting in more time and effort. Or maybe there's some obstacle that you got to deal with as you go through, you know, what you want to get out of Venus. And by Tuesday the 18th, you get past all that, you work through it. Now Venus is in that deep, intimate, sexual, financial, third-party arena and playing out as a love interest or the income possibilities or beauty or pleasure in your life and opening up situations around, you know, paperwork being signed or coworkers or hired help that are coming along or your work or health or animals really opening up, and this is embracing what's happening here. So it does get better. Now, as far as the new moon solar eclipse, it kicks in late Wednesday, early Thursday, depending on your time zone, but we'll all be waking up Thursday with it ready to go. And so Thursday the 20th, for the next 2 weeks, you have this incredibly powerful boost forward to help you start something new or take what you're already involved in and move that forward in some way. And it is about your work, your health, your animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, or the hired help. What do you need out of that? How do you want to promote yourself or pursue your interests or get more physically or personally involved? This is helping you eclipse out anything that might block that forward momentum, but really boosting forward something new or next chapter in that story. So be proactive about that. When you wake on Thursday, not only is the new moon solar eclipse in play for 2 weeks, the sun has moved into your relationship zone where it's going to be for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you there. And so, you know, Scorpio, time to get in there physically with these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, you name it, or time to pursue your personal interests there. Focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your needs. And stand out, shine, make it about you with these key individuals. Now, having said that, this will be squared by Pluto on day one out of those 30 days. So right off the bat, you got to work through this obstacle, but then you're in this, you know, period where you're shining with these key individuals. So the obstacle is financial, sexual, third-party divorce, birth, death, or, you know, transformational. And what's going on at home with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parent, or the roommate in that story with what you're doing with those key relationships. So you're going to work through that on Thursday. And then finally, Mercury is stationed Monday through Friday. So your ideas, those talks, those meetings, the sales, the writing, the offers, the decisions with competitors, advocates, it's in this holding pattern Monday through Friday. And you feel like you want to launch, you want to jump, you want to do, and, you know, you might be getting into it a little bit, but it's really going to start to go on Friday the 21st when we start to head back to the past or reworking the current and we get into that do-over, and that will really open up the story. So don't get frustrated if you feel like, you know, you haven't gone into it just quite yet. You'll go into it on Friday. So there you have it. All right, so for Sag, Venus is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday. Friday through Sunday, it is being tested. Tuesday, it is opening up in a great opportunity. So Venus is about love or income, beauty or pleasure. And for Sagittarius, this is playing out with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or advocates or competitors or opponents. So relationships, right? And so the test with Saturn Friday through Sunday is playing out at home or with the family, the parent, the roommate, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal. So there's something limiting you or testing you there, or you need to put in more time or effort or hard work or responsibility, or you need to get more ambitious there, or you need to look at endings or commitments there. You know, it's Saturn, right? So you're working through it. And then by Tuesday, things are going to lighten up greatly. And now when you're with this partner or client or specialist or agent or attorney, when it comes to love or making money or beauty or pleasure, all of a sudden it's linked to creative endeavors, true love, children, or recreation. And doors are wide open here, Sag, on Tuesday. So things get a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable. Now, the new moon solar eclipse, starts to technically kick in late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. For everyone, by the time you get up on Thursday, the new moon solar eclipse is in play. It will be in play for 2 weeks of very powerful forward momentum. Sag, it's about your love life or lover, children, creative projects, and or recreational pursuits. Pick one, pick them all. Time to start some new things, time to take what you're already involved in and really go for something new or take it in a new direction or next chapter. It's going to give you lots of momentum to pursue your interest there, to get involved, to go for it, okay? Now, when you wake on Thursday, the sun will have then moved into Taurus, where it's going to put a spotlight on you for 30 days. You stand out now with your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, and hired help. You get more involved in pursuing your interests and promoting yourself there and involving your name, your title, your brand, your image, your body, getting in there, going for what you want over those 30 days. Out of those 30 days, it's going to square Pluto on one of those days, and that happens to be day one on Thursday the 20th. So there is a challenge. You have some talk or news coming in, or a meeting, or something to do with writing or agreements or sales. Maybe for some of you Sagittarius, it'll involve a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, a vehicle, an electronic, a short trip, or a local activity. So you're kind of wrangling what's going on there with big changes or the finances or the sex or reproduction or divorce or birth or death or third-party story in that. But then you'll be moving up and over that, and then, again, spotlight on you 30 days as you move through those realms. Finally, Mercury will be stationed Monday through Friday in this week ahead. So you, in the same territory, Sag, work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. So your thoughts about it, your talks or meetings or the news or offers or sales or writing or agreements, you're going to feel a little bit like you're in a holding pattern. You're going to be thinking this through and getting ready to launch and go back into the past or ongoing story and rework it, release it, rekindle it, revive it, you know, whatever your do-over you want to take it into with those subjects that will really get going on Friday the 21st. So if you feel like you can't quite push it through until then, don't worry about it. That's the timing of it. All right, for Capricorn, Venus is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and again on Tuesday. Venus is about love, income, beauty, or pleasure. So whichever one you're focusing on there, Capricorn, it's playing out through your job or your health activities or your animals and what you're doing with them or with coworkers or hired help or paperwork. So Friday through Sunday, you're being tested by Saturn. More time, more effort, more rules, more regulations, endings, commitments, responsibilities, ambitions, coming through all the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the short trips, the local activities, offers or decisions. So, you know, it's a lot to work through there for 3 days. By Tuesday, all of a sudden, the doors open up with Venus, and now when it comes to love or money, beauty or pleasure and what's happening with your job or health or paperwork or coworkers or hired help or animals, now you've got this really good opportunity here with at home or with real estate deals or moves or renovations or family or parents or roommates, so should feel a lot better. Now, the new moon solar eclipse kicks in late Wednesday, early Thursday morning on the 20th, so by the time you get up, solid weeks, Capricorn. So you've got this powerful boost forward to help you start new things or take what you're already involved in and move it forward when it comes to your home, your real estate deals, your moves, your renovations, your family, your parents, or your roommates. Get in there. Pursue your interests. Put your name, your title, your brand, your image into it. Figure out what it is you want to do there and make this energy count. Also, when you wake on Thursday the 20th, the sun will have then moved into Taurus, where it is going to put a spotlight on you for 30 days when it comes to your love life or lovers, when it comes to kids, when it comes to creative endeavors or recreational pursuits or all of the above. So time for you to show up and pursue your interests there, get more involved there. Put your name, your title, your brand, your image, your identity into it, right? Really going to go for it. You know, you will be noticed, and it is time for you there. However, it is going to be square to Pluto on day one, so that first day, there is something testing you there having to do with income, purchases, products, or possessions, or having to do with how you're being valued or how values are aligning in that story. So deal with that, and then you're going to move into a much better phase with that. And then finally, Mercury is stationed Monday through Friday on the same degree in that territory. So Capricorn, you know, when it comes to news, talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions with the lovers or the kids or the creative projects or recreational pursuits, you may feel like you're a bit of a holding pattern, like you can't quite figure out if you're going to release, rekindle, rework. But that's going to change on Friday the 21st when Mercury retrograde starts and you head back over it to either go back to the past or rework the current or figure out what the do-over is going to be about for you. So, you know, just feel your way through this week as far as like really making decisions or hearing from people and, you know, meeting with them and all of this, because it's going to be on once it gets into the retrograde. All right, for Aquarius, Venus is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and again on Tuesday. So Venus is about love or income, beauty, or pleasure. And Aquarius, this involves your lover, or it involves your creative projects or recreational pursuits or the kids. That's where you're going to be experiencing the love or money or the beauty or pleasure. However, Friday through Sunday, it's testing you through Saturn, saying, okay, there's got to be some kind of limit here, or there's more rules or regulations or time or effort involved or more responsibilities or endings or commitments or ambitions, you know, really getting serious about something there having to do with values or how you're being valued or what's going on with income, purchases, products, or possessions in that story. So you work through that Friday through Sunday, and you come out the other side, and on Tuesday the doors open up, and now when you're with the lovers or kids or creative projects or recreational pursuits and focusing on love or money or beauty or pleasure, now you've got these really opportune talks or meetings or short trips or writing or sales or agreements or offers or decisions or local activities that are going to make you feel much better about it. All right, so the new moon solar eclipse kicks in late Wednesday, early Thursday morning. So when you wake on Thursday, you are into this new moon momentum, this solar eclipse momentum. You have two strong, powerful weeks to boost yourself forward. And Aquarius, it is about their meetings. It's about your ideas. It's about what you write or your sales. It's about brothers, sisters, or neighbors. It's about moves. It's about vehicles or electronics. It's about flirtation, you know, making decisions, fielding offers. So, you know, you're putting yourself in there. You're pursuing your interests. You're promoting yourself. You're physically involved. You're seeing what, how far this can take you, okay? So you're going to be very communicative and into the commerce and local and short trips and all of this, okay? Now, also, when you wake on Thursday the 20th, the sun will have then moved into Taurus. And so you now have a spotlight on you for 30 days at home, or with a move or renovation or real estate deal, or with family, parents, or roommates. And you're standing out there, Aquarius. You're pursuing yourself, your interests there. You're more physically involved. Maybe your name is on the dotted line, or your image or brand is part of the story. But it really is helping you shine and go for what you want there. Out of those 30 days, you will have a day that tests you with Pluto, and it's day one on Thursday the 20th. And so, you know, Aquarius, this is Pluto in your sign, and I know it's brand new to you, as it is to all of us. And so, you know, there's something that you want to change within you, something that you're trying to evolve, empower yourself, deconstruct and rebirth within you as it relates to this in some way, okay? It may be, it may have a financial side to it. It may have a sexual side to it. It may have a jealous side to it. It might have a third party situation that you're smack dab in the middle of here. You know, whatever this is, you're going to know it, you know, you probably already know it. And so you're going to deal with that on Thursday so that you can move forward in this very impactful way over these 30 days with this spotlight in these arenas. And finally, Mercury is at a station for the upcoming retrograde starting on Monday the 17th through Friday the 21st, and it will retrograde then on Friday the 21st. So it means it's come to a standstill. So when you're trying to get into talks or meetings or hear news or offers or make sales or write or sign or negotiate agreements or, you know, figure out what the heck you're doing when it comes to your home, your moves, your renovations, your real estate deals, your family, your parents, your roommates, that is kind of in a holding pattern, right? Because it's stationed, it's stopped on the degree. And there's this anticipatory feeling to it, like something's about to shift. And then on Friday, as it heads into the retrograde, it will shift. And now you're going to start to feel the rush going back to rekindle, release, rework something from the past or in that ongoing story over the next 3.5 weeks. So don't let it frustrate you through this week ahead as you're kind of held in place, waiting to get back to it, okay? All right, so for Pisces, Venus is active Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday in the week ahead. So on those days, very much about love or income, beauty or pleasure. And Pisces, you know, this is maybe playing out at home or through family or parents or roommates or with real estate deals, moves, renovations. And so Friday, Sunday, it's testing you, Pisces, from your sign. So, you know, how much energy do you have for this? How much do you want to commit? Do you want to end something? Do you want to, you know, get in there physically and tackle more responsibilities or deal with the rules and regulations? Do you want to get more ambitious in this story? You know, does it involve your name, your title, your brand, your image, your identity, your physical involvement? Where are you in this story? So it's going to push you, okay? And so you, I would say, Pisces, you will have to be a little extra careful that you don't drain yourself too much physically, okay, that you're not lowering your energy level as you go through this with Saturn. However, by putting in the effort, then by Tuesday the 18th, we see Venus opening up, and now whether it's love or income or beauty or pleasure at home or with these real estate deals or family or roommates, et cetera, now doors are opening and there's this opportunity here to make money or for purchases or products or possessions and what you're doing with them. So it should feel like it was worth it, okay? And speaking of those topics, the new moon solar eclipse kicks in late Wednesday, early Thursday morning. So when you wake on Thursday, it's in play. It's in play for 2 weeks. Really powerful, very powerful energy launching you forward, helping you start something new or take what you're already involved in and move it into some new chapter or new direction. And it's all about making money, your income, Pisces, or it's about purchases or products or possessions for you. So getting in there and going for what it is you want, what you want to be involved in, how your name, brand, title, image, identity is tied into this and where you want to take it, okay? Also, when you wake on Thursday the 20th, the sun will have moved into Taurus. And so you now have a spotlight on you in the third house for the next 30 days, meaning you can stand out and shine when you're in talks and meetings with writing, interviews, agreements, offers, proposals, decisions, as well as when you're involved with your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics, short trips or local activities. So Pisces, it's time to speak up. It's time to pitch those ideas, look at what you can, you know, make choices about. But it's going to be complicated because Mercury is going to retrograde in the same territory. So while the spotlight is on you and moving you forward, it's also going to be asking you to go back and pick something back up from the past or let go of something current or, you know, rework something altogether. So Monday through Friday, Mercury is stationed, getting ready to retrograde there. So you're going to feel like, you know, you're right on the edge of doing this and something's about to shift and you can feel it. And it is, okay? So don't get frustrated with that. Just realize by Friday as the retrograde starts, boom, you go back into this do-over and your, you know, those proposals or talks or meetings or sales or writing or siblings or neighbors or vehicles or whatever it is, coming back from the past or coming back up in your current situation or giving you a break or exiting for a bit as you reevaluate and figure out what stays, what goes, what doesn't. And finally, on Thursday the 20th, there is a square to Pluto in this, so there is a test right off the bat for you on Thursday with an institution or with research and development or with your need for rest and recuperation or what's going on artistically, romantically, or spiritually in the story or what's happening with addictions or deceptions in the story. So you're going to have to feel your way through that. It is an obstacle, but you'll get through it and then into this big shift that's coming with these topics for you. All right, so crazy, and I know people are getting crazier out there. It is a challenge to deal with some of this heavy stuff. Just remember, you know, I'm seeing it personally, so I'm going to share this with you, that some of the people that are either seriously overwhelmed by this new energy that's in play with those outer planets or have not really found the light in their life just yet and are feeling overwhelmed by the darkness that's out there right now welling coming out and swinging, and they're doing it in all kinds of kind of nasty ways. And so try to remember in your heart that when we talk about love, those people need it the most, okay? I'm not saying you have to take bad behavior from anybody because you don't, but you don't have to give it back in equal measure. You can do what you can to let it go and keep shining your light and keep being the love that you are, because that's the best we can do in a dark situation. We can protest and we can vote for what we want and we can give to others and we can keep our hearts open, okay? So try not to get distraught. This week ahead is going to be real powerful. And so I do feel like the most of us that are working towards the light are going to feel like an incredible boost to help us do that. But then those that are being really challenged by this are going to feel an even heavier weight. So just be aware of it and do what you can. I know it's not easy. And finally, this is Zoe Moon, as I would assume you guys know now. And if you're trying to reach me during the week, zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com. I do the daily there. Also have it posted on Facebook and Twitter and all the places, right? So if you want to come by and follow the daily on any of those, you can. And if you have questions or you're trying to book a reading, probably the fastest way is Facebook, but otherwise, you know, hit me up anywhere. And I wish everyone a good week ahead, and I will be back next week, same time, God willing. And I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.